All right. Right now, a tale from Giorgio about a local meeting you attended.
Yes, and at any point, as I give you the details of the story, because I know when you start talking about City Hall, or in this case, a town hall, you start talking about some issues that may cause your eyes to glaze over. You know, mm-hmm. it's not your community, so I don't expect you to be totally into this, but I did want to tell this story.
Was this about bond elections or something like that?
It's not a bond election. This was just a town hall meeting. I live in a really small town. I've always said Argyle. I actually live next to Argyle in Bartonville. It's one of the oldest towns around here because it was settled in the 1800s. And back in the day when the Bartons, the Jeters, and the McMakins started settling in the Bartonville area, that's the town became Bartonville. It was about halfway between Grapevine and Denton, and which was very important back in the day of when you had to take your crops from one town to another by wagon, and it's been there forever. Well, one of the places that's been there forever, it's one of the oldest buildings, if not the oldest building, in Denton County, is a place I talk about every once in a while, the Bartonville Store.
Mm-hmm.
It's a restaurant, bar, music venue. And the owner, Tim House, and I have become good friends. He is a great dude. And when he reopened the store, and it's been a lot of different stores through the years, when he reopened it, he knew that he had some challenges. And one of those things is, in Bartonville, we're on a septic system. We don't have our own sewer system. So all the residents, and I think we're up over 1,000 residents now, most of them are, you know, there's some ranches out near where I live, smaller ranches, you know, like 50 acres or 100 acres. It's not like 1,000 acres or anything like that, but we're all on septic. The only places that are not are businesses along Farm Road 407, like Marty B's, which came about 7-8 years ago, the Bartonville Town Center, and a grocery store that is right across the street from the Bartonville store. The Bartonville store is on a street with five other businesses. There is a office complex, there's a vet, there's a doctor's office, there's a daycare center, and they're all right there on McMakin as it comes off of 407 and goes to where Jeter is. So when these other businesses came about, they were given sewer. Mm-hmm. And there was a pipe put in for that area of the Bartonville store and these five other businesses. But for some reason, back then, the Bartonville Town Council said, well, no, we want to keep Bartonville rural, so these businesses cannot have sewer, even though this, from my understanding, the infrastructure was put in. So Tim, being the nice guy that he is, again, he's owned this store since 2019. He has slow-played it, eventually wanting to go to a sewer system like the rest of the businesses have in Bartonville, except for these five other places. But he hasn't wanted to be pushy about it. He's talked to some town council members through the years. But finally, he's been there for a while. He's established an awesome place that we all gather. It's just It's a really cool place. It has a lot of history to it. It's a historical marker. So he got these five other businesses to go in with him and say, we've got the infrastructure here. Can we just hook up to the sewer, the existing sewer that was put there for us that for some reason the town council voted against and didn't allow us to use? So he asked me if I would speak at the town council meeting. I said, sure. And he had six or seven other people, including some of these business owners. And this was all a go before the town council, present a problem, and try to get it on the agenda. So we're not even on the town council agenda, but we just want to go before the town council and get on the agenda next month and let them talk about it. Because maybe there's something on the other side that we don't understand about this, but there's a big faction in my town, which I understand, I'm right there with them, to keep our little town small and to keep it to where you can't build houses on top of one another. And that would happen if you allowed sewer throughout our little town. But this is not doing that. This is just allowing six businesses to hook up with the sewer line that's already there, so you don't have to keep using septic, which is its own thing, either the aerobic treatment sprayers, that's what I have in my house, or in this case, a tank that goes into a field via a pump. It's complicated, it's expensive, and it doesn't make any sense for a business. And only these six businesses of the, I want to estimate 30 to 40 businesses in Bartonville, have to do this. So we all talked, and we all get 3 minutes, and I talked about the store and these other businesses and how I'm for keeping our town rural, and this has nothing to do with that. This is just for these businesses. Six or seven other people said the same thing. Marty Bryan, who owns Marty B's, wrote a really nice letter that the mayor read. And then there was opposition to us, too, because they knew we were going to be talking about this. So on the other side of the argument, I say no to the Bartonville store. I want to keep Bartonville rural. Now, logically, those two things are unrelated. It doesn't have anything to do with putting sewer throughout the town and changing the landscape of the town. But somehow that's kind of where we are in this country now. Just get one marching phrase, whether it's close the border or keep a town rural, and that's all you need, really. And again, all we're trying to do is get this thing discussed.
So you're saying keep a town rural? Is that what you're saying? Or rural?
Rural. Yeah.
Okay. Rural.
Yeah, rural.
Like a rural,
rural
juror.
Rural. Yeah,
okay.
Not R-U-L-E.
Okay.
Yeah, rural.
Gotcha.
The word that's very hard to say.
It is hard
keep
to
it
say.
Country. I think that's another thing they say. Which, again, I'm all for. I understand that. So we go on with this, and it's a little back and forth. If you're the town council, I'm thinking, well, you've heard enough. This is an issue. We need to come up with a solution, and we'll put it on next month's agenda. Well, then the town council goes back and closed doors, and they came back, and they said, okay, anything discussed tonight, will it be on next month's agenda? Nothing. Okay, well, we'll see you next month. So they're not even willing to talk about it. Here is a issue that it's very important for these businesses, which, by the way, are week to week and month to month. They're small business owners. The infrastructure is there just to plug into. It seems really logical. And, again, there may be something on the other side that I don't understand, that Tim doesn't understand.
Well, then why don't they explain that to you?
They won't. They just won't talk about it. And they just push it aside, and they decide, no, that's just what it is, and that's the way it always has been, so that's the way it's going to be, and there's no discussion. And it's really frustrating.
Or there may be some other business cause why they don't want to do that. I don't know what it is, but...
But some of these other businesses in the town spoke on their behalf, and I've seen this before, where you have a segment of a small-town population speak about something that is, hey, this is concerning to us, or we need a resolution to this, and... The council kind of looks at each other and goes, nope, okay, move on. I just think that is so wrong because, trust me, not much goes on at the Bartonville Town Council meeting every week. They don't have a lot to discuss.
Right.
We don't have much going on except for maybe so-and-so needs to fix his fence so his cattle stop getting out on the road. There's
Boy,
not
that is a small town. That's
population is 1,700, by the way, according to the census.
Okay, so we're up to 1,700.
There you go.
And yeah, it's very remote, but it was just so defeating to have that shoved in your face. And here's a guy again who's not been pushy. He's waited 6 years before he's even said one word about it. But now he's like, hey, can I be like the rest of the businesses in town? And can my neighbors be like the rest of the businesses in town? And this has already been put in.
So let me ask you this. Are there back channel ways that residents can talk to these council members and say, hey, okay, look, off the record, I know you won't talk about it during the sessions. Why won't you guys talk about it? Does anybody have a friend that's on the council?
Yes. He knows some of these people and has talked to him about it, and they tell him, well, just come talk to us about it. And they make it seem like, hey, that's a really easy thing to do. Yeah, I'll come talk to you about it. And I'll get some people to talk on my behalf that enjoy these businesses and use these businesses.
But then when they won't talk about it, does he go back to them and say, you told me to come talk to you about it, but you won't talk about it.
But
so
you
tell
won't
me
talk
why.
About it. And I found this out. You can hear by the political ads, this is election season. So they don't want any part of this. They don't want one side. And who knows, maybe like a lot of things in this country, maybe my little town is split 50-50 and I just don't know it. In my world, this is an 80-20 kind of thing of, yeah, we all love the Bartonville store. That's where I take my dog to the vet. I drop my kids off there at the only daycare in town. I want these businesses to have what the other businesses have, and it has nothing to do with the rest of the town. And you know what? If we put it up for a vote and I'm wrong about this, okay, I'm wrong about it. And Tim will accept that too, and we'll keep doing business the way we have for the last 6 years. But you won't even talk about it because we're in the year of election. Any frustration you have at the federal level or the state level, I am here to tell you it's at the local level, and it's just as frustrating, and it's more impactful for you. We complain about things that we have a very small understanding about at you know, the macro level of what's going on in our country. Do you even know what's going on in your
backyard? No, nobody cares about that. Yeah, it affects you the most.
You don't care about it until it affects you, until you say, hey, wait a minute, you're putting the power lines right by my house? Well, yeah, we voted on that 6 months ago. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, that's on you then. So,
yeah, and I've found this out.
Believe me, that power company came to us about a year ago and told us exactly what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And we made sure that we put it on. Hey, we talked about it in the meeting. We gave everybody a 12-hour notice.
Yeah, I know. And it's really frustrating. And I'll say this about those who are on the town council. I applaud you for taking your own time to do this. It's a tough job. But could you at least listen to a conversation, an idea of a very small town and a very small project that is not trying to dramatically change the landscape of where we live?
So your frustration is that they just simply dismissed it with, what's the easiest way I can stop thinking about this? Well, it's that I like good people from the country, and country's important, and we don't want to make this place some metropolitan area. And that'd be what we're doing if we allow this business to hook up to sewer.
We're not. We're just taking a pipe and we're taking it off
the
septic.
No, it sounds like to me you're trying to remake rural America. That's what you're trying to do.
So when it comes to the election thing, it's an election year. Are these council members up for re-election?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so if your notion that 80% of the population thinks that he should get sewer, then they are going against what most people would want, therefore putting their reelection in danger. So I would think they would be open to the idea.
I would think so too. And I don't think, you know, I'm just threw out 80-20. Maybe it is 50-50, like everything else, it seems like, in our world now.
They're they're just of the mindset that if they listen to this, they will not be reelected.
Right. Because they know that there's probably hot sports opinions on both sides of it. So instead of, hey, let's dig in and come up with a solution here, what's best for our town?
They don't want to wade into a controversy before the election.
Right. I've got one. Wow. Let's just not talk about it.
What a mess.
So maybe I'll run for town council.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe I've got some interesting things to say, and maybe I've got some people that I want to take care of.
Because you'd want to quit in a month.
I think that, bottom line, that's what it comes down to. I've seen this in other towns. Whatever you're interested in, that's what does really well on a Tuesday night city council or town council meeting. Whatever everyone, the consensus, and man, you can load that town council up with whatever agenda you want, whether it's real estate or gas and oil, whatever it is.
I think you ought to do it just for the experience of it, because everybody would have a different opinion if they actually had the job. Well, heck, we have that in this job. There are so many people out there that know exactly how we should be doing our job.
Yep. That's right.
And once you're in the job, you realize, oh, it's a little bit more difficult to just do exactly what everyone thinks that you should do.
Yeah.
Hey, put me in charge of your ad campaigns. You're tall. I'll run ads. Big George Dunham.
Hey, I'm going to write that one down. Big
Bartonville needs a big guy to handle big problems.
These big city people that are coming here trying to take away your children.
Yeah, I could buy ads here on the ticket.
And that's the idea. You just need to run on these big emotional platforms that have nothing to do with what's going on in the town.
Not for logic or anything.
Right. Just appeal to emotion. That's what you need to do.
Right. Don't have conversation. just have emotional phrases that
paint in very broad emotional strokes.
Anyway, it was really frustrating. I feel bad for Tim and the other business owners because this is, and Tim is retired. He does this for the love of it.
Man,
for the
sounds love like of music. A communist to me, this Tim, for this so-called Tim.
He does it for the love of music, the love of people, and the love of this place that's been there since 1880. And he can't even get it as a discussion point at a town council meeting because, nah, we just don't have time for that. And by the way, people are going to be voting on me here in a couple of months, so I don't want to. I don't want to make those waters
favor,
too choppy.
Just talk to me in about a month, and we'll talk about this.
All right, this is exciting. George running for city council.
I haven't announced yet.
And Gordo and I will be his cabinet.
Yes, I want to be your secretary of war.